And now to France, where the Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has tendered his resignation. Mr. Philippe has been an increasingly popular figure during the coronavirus pandemic in France. His departure paves the way for a government reshuffle and for a chance for Emmanuel Macron to rebrand his presidency, as I've been hearing from journalist John Litchfield.
Well, it was an agreement, I think, between himself and President Emmanuel Macron that after 3 years, they both needed to go in new directions. I think it was a reasonably amicable agreement. It's been sort of on the cards that Macron wanted to shift government policy in the light of the COVID crisis, because he knows he's going to face an incredible economic downturn in France in the next few months. He wants to make his policy greener, a bit more caring. Philippe wasn't entirely happy with that. In any case, I think the real story here is that Macron thinks that to be re-elected in 2 years' time, he, in effect, needs to be the Prime Minister in the next 2 years, and that he's going to be much more hands-on, much more front-line. And the proof of that in the last few minutes, Anya, is that the new Prime Minister has been announced, and he's a man called Jean Castex, which is not a name that means anything to most people in France. He's a senior bureaucrat, local mayor down in the Pyrenees. He's at the moment in charge of France's unlocking from COVID-19, but he's never had a ministerial position, never been elected in national office. So essentially, he's going to be kind of the manager, and Macron's going to be, not in name, but in actuality, Prime Minister as well as President in the next couple of years.
Because this is what's been interesting, isn't it, about the now former Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, his popularity and speculation at a time when Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen both did badly in the local elections, speculation about a possible future President Philippe.
Yes, I think Philippe could well be president of France one day. As you say, he's 16 points ahead of Macron in the approval ratings in the polls, which is unprecedented in the French system. You know, the French system was kind of designed by Charles de Gaulle to have a prime minister who could be thrown away when he became unpopular and sort of spared the president the sort of vicissitudes of everyday politics. But that whole position has been reversed now for many years, even before Macron, in the sort of 24-hour news age. You can't get away with that, and the president gets blamed without being necessarily in control of what's going on, because the prime minister has more day-to-day control over policy and events. So I think that's what Macron's got fed up with. I think there's an agreement between the two that Philippe will not run against Macron in 2022, in the next election, but that he will have a clear run at it 5 years later, when Macron will still be a young man and could run again. But I suspect you'll see that Edouard Philippe will then re-emerge as the candidate and might well become president then.
Also interesting to see whether that particular political promise is kept. John Litchfield there reporting from France.